Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Thunder Basin and Campbell County kept busy once again on the running track as the outdoor track and field team stayed in state to compete this weekend. Starting with Thunder Basin, they made the trip north Saturday to compete in the Dan Hansen Invitational that was hosted by Sheridan. Here's everyone from the Bolts that had a top five finish in the individual events. Kaylin Fitzpatrick would place third in the 100-meter dash. Chloe Crabtree would have a second-place finish in the 200-meter dash, and Grace Miller would come in first. Emmeline Schleckle would place in second in the 400-meter dash. Caitlin Mansheen had a fourth-place finish in the 100-meter hurdles. The Bolts would have a first-place finish in the 100-meter relay with Grace Miller, Chloe Crabtree, Alexis Edwards, and Kaylin Fitzpatrick. The Bolts also had a second-place finish in the 1600 sprint medley with Grace Miller, Chloe Crabtree, Emmeline Schleckle, and Megan Doherty participating. In the girls' high jump, Ashley Rogge would have a fifth-place finish, and Vinay Buford-Stillman would come in third. Grace Miller would come in second in the girls' long jump. Jalen Shepard would have a third-place finish for the Bolts in the girls' shot put. And Emma Schubach would come in fourth in the girls' discus. Moving over to the Bolt boys, Bridger Norton would have a fifth-place finish in the 100-meter dash, and Landon Scalise would come in second. The Bolts would have three top five finishers in the 200-meter dash, with Christian Lopez-Ramirez coming in fourth, Nolan Hotel placed in third, and Bridger Norton would come in first. The Bolt boys would also have three top five finishers in the 400-meter dash, with Cal Poppenfuss coming in fourth, Bradley Eckstorm would come in third, and Caden Lofgren-Boyce would place in first. The Bolt boys also had three first-place finishers in the relays. They had one in the 100-meter relay with Landon Scalise, Caden Lofgren-Boyce, Kyle Poppenfuss, and Bradley Eckstorm participating. They also had a first-place finish in the 400-meter relay with Eckstorm, Poppenfuss, and Lofgren-Boyce participating along with Nolan Hotel. They also had a first-place finish in the 800-meter relay with Patrick Hardesty, Ethan Nichols, Seth Chase, and Anthony Montes participating. The Bolts had a second-place finish in the 1600 sprint medley with Landon Scalise, Bridger Norton, Connor Phillips, and Cameron Pilcher. Thunder Basin would have two top five finishers in the boys' high jump with Garrett Tuohy coming in fifth, and Nolan Hotel would place in second. Kyan Eden would have a fifth-place finish in the boys' long jump, and Cal Poppenfuss would come in second. And finally, the Bolt boys would have a second-place finisher in the triple jump with Nolan Hotel. Thunder Basin will have a short turnaround as they will stay home and race today in day number one of the Bolts Basin Nation Invite. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.